Hello again, everybody. It is Takedown Wrestling Radio, live from the Brute Adidas Studios at Des Moines Sports Station, AM 1460, KXNL. Also on Super Talk 1570, Flint, Saginaw, Michigan. This is TDR, brought to you in part by our friends at Brute Adidas and Kemen Agri Foods. Appreciate you listening. Big program on tap for you. We're going to start by heading down to Oklahoma, where we find Shane Roller, part of Team Takedown Fighters. Team Takedown Fighters, man, I tell you what, they have done things the right way, and they've got a great team going on. Shane Roller is one of those guys on that team, along with Johnny Hendricks and Rose Schalt. He joins us now. Does Roller. Shane, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, man. It seems like only yesterday you were waiting for the season of college wrestling to start. Now you got the world championships coming up in Russia here in a couple days. And do you miss college wrestling? Do you miss those days?
I definitely miss it. You know, I still follow it quite a bit. Still definitely follow OSU. And when I get back in town, I'll try to get back in there and go visit the room and wrestle. I don't get back to Oklahoma that often, but definitely try to get back there. And I follow all the matches, and I love the NCAA tournament.
Recently, it was announced, I think Ted announced, that Team Takedown Fighters would be moving their headquarters and their base of operations out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and to Texas. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, our management company is from the Mansfield, Texas area. It's in between Dallas and Fort Worth, and we're headed down there. They've always been down there, and we were in Vegas just to train and get the basics down, and now we decide to, we were kind of, all of us were wanting to get back closer to home, and decided to all move down there and train. And just recently, within the last, I think, month and a half, we added Jake's brother, Jared, to the team. So he's going to be fighting heavyweight for us before too long. He's already down there training right now.
That's a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big, strong boy, I tell you that right now. We're talking with Shane Roller. Shane, you've got a good career going, 8-3. You look at anybody that has paid their dues in this sport, and for the most part, you're not going to see the L column empty. You're going to see guys that are out there that have taken those chances. Educated as they are, they take those chances, and they may suffer a loss. Were you happy with your last fight? I know the result doesn't necessarily speak to something you'd be happy with, but were you happy with your performance, or did you feel yourself?
I mean, there were some positives out of it, but, you know, my hands, I felt, were good. I was fighting a striker, and I think I outstruck him, but I just, going into it, I felt very confident, and I knew I was going to win, and I got out in there, and just one of those days, as soon as the bell rung, I went after it, and my body didn't feel right. I don't know, just gas, you know, cut too much weight or something from the get-go, from you know, minute into it. But in reality, I cut less weight than I had in the past, so I wasn't for sure what had happened to me. So I'm just excited to get back in there and prove to everybody that wasn't the right me, you know, and I'm ready to get back in the cage and get another win underneath my belt.
Now, the WC is holding true at 155. Some thoughts of their lower weights heading over to the UFC. Dana White has publicly said that most likely the 155 weight would head over as well. What are your thoughts? What are you hearing? You should be knowing you're on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's definitely some rumors going around that the 155-pound class is going to be headed over to the UFC, and maybe some talks about a 25-pound class being added to the WEC, so they'd have 25, 35, and 45 in the WEC, and all other classes would be in the UFC. So that's kind of what I think might happen after this year. I know they got some TV contracts through the end of this year that I think they have to fulfill, but who knows what will happen after that.
You're making good money. You're part of a tremendous wrestling family. Your dad and family have been promoting and producing junior wrestling events in Oklahoma for years. Some of the most highly thought of wrestling events, I must say. It was also, you know, a real pleasure to be a part of your coming out party, as it were, in Oklahoma City. I think it was at the Coca-Cola Center. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think that was one of those pretty quick and it's over fights, but you actually came in and just blasted through your opponent. Now you take a look at the time you spent in Vegas, and that's a learning experience. A lot of folks can't live in Vegas because it's that hubbub, that intensity of that city. Now you're moving to Texas. You're in a brand new facility, by the way, 30,000 square foot facility in Arlington. That's going to be pretty cool, knowing that not only have you lasted out the heat of, you know, your time in Vegas, your young career, and you're advancing into a more seasoned, a veteran position within the sport, and going back to your roots, kind of in Texas, Oklahoma, et cetera. Now, what are your thoughts about that? Because it's a big step.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back. You know, I was really missing my family. My kids are missing their grandparents and cousins. Me and my wife both have a bunch of siblings, and they all have kids. So, and they all live around the Tulsa area here. So it's fun to get back, and being back in Arlington, it's going to be easy for us to come see them, and it's not going to be a huge ordeal just to come visit, you know. So it'll be good, and I think it'll all work out really good for us, and as far as just being happy where we live, you know. And in Vegas, it treated me good. I learned the sport really well, and got to train with some great people and some great coaches. But I'm excited about the move to go down to Arlington.
Now, Takedown coach Mark Lehman is relocating as well. You might know him, listeners, from his now famous Las Vegas-based Cobra Kai Jiu-Jitsu Academy. That'll also be moving, at least to opening up another satellite center, if you will, which is a tremendous, I think, tremendous tip of the hat to what Ted Earhart's always believed about you boys and about this sport, that there is an opportunity to take and invent a brand, put good people to the brand, and show people that it's possible not just to invent something, but to really advance. You guys have done quite well. Are you pleased with the progress of Team Takedown over the last 3 to 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, they've treated awesome. Put us in front of some of the best coaches there are out there, and teaching us our stand-up and our jiu-jitsu. And as far as just the way Team Takedown has treated us, it's been great. It's just a big family, you know. It's kind of like what we had when I wrestled at OSU. You know, everybody was just real close, and it makes it good. And you know, you got someone if you need anything. You know, even my management, I'd call them up, and they'd be right there for me. So that's a good relationship to have.
If you think about your career to date, what would you think is your high point? In other words, what do you look back on and say, "Gee, that was a moment for me"?
I probably wouldn't do that yet. You know, I'm here to get that belt, and I'm not going to be satisfied until I do. And I go back and look upon that moment. You know, that's what keeps me going, just the drive to get the belt. And you know, I don't feel like I've accomplished my goals at all, you know, in the sport. And I'm, you know, I can't just look back right now and say, you know, this is the high point of my career, because I think there's still bigger and better things for me out there.
Is there a rematch schedule between you and Anthony Pettis, and if so, when?
No, we don't. I don't have anything scheduled yet. You know, I'm thinking. I usually fight about every 3 or 4 months, so I'm thinking December might be my next fight. But who knows? I haven't heard anything from the matchmakers yet, and no, I haven't heard anything through Pettis. I think he's supposed to be getting a title fight next against Henderson, so it probably won't be against Pettis. Pretty certain.
Probably won't be. Well, you know what? I would like to see that fight, and if they're listening, please make that fight happen. I think it would be good to regain that loss. I mean, let's face it, a submission choke, 4 minutes 51 into the third. Absolutely, I'd like to see that thing reversed. We're talking with Shane Roller. He's a 30. Is it 31 now, Shane?
Yep, 31.
31 years old, father of two. Now relocating from Las Vegas to Texas, part of Team Takedown Fighters. He's an exceptional wrestler, got incredible knockout power, well known for his conditioning, of course. I have to believe that comes from wrestling. I have to believe. Are you encouraged, Shane, with the number of wrestlers that are doing well in the UFC, in the WC, and other organizations?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to grow. The wrestlers know what it takes to be be champions. You know, they know how hard it is to be to get your hand raised when you go out and compete on the mat. And it's those, that type of work ethic that carries over into MMA. And I don't think a lot of people that haven't wrestled before have that, you know. And it's just, I think there's a lot of things that, help wrestlers be successful as far as being out in front of people, competing one-on-one, being used to that, you know, the knowledge of cutting weight, and just everything that, we've done our whole life, I think it carries over really well into the MMA world.
What are you doing for fun these days, Shane?
I'll just spend time with my family, you know. Any spare moment I have, I usually spend it with my kids and my wife. And actually, I am looking forward to it. You got an elk hunt in October, beginning of October. I'm really looking forward to that. Never been on an elk hunt before, so excited about that in Colorado. So it'll be a blast.
Are you going with family or friends, or is it a guided hunt or what?
No, it's not a guided hunt. It's a do-it-yourself, but just some friends of mine. Me and about four friends. So actually one of the managers from Team Takedown is going with us, so it's going to be a good time.
Well, partner, we're looking forward to seeing you back in the WEC cage. We're looking forward to seeing you get that title opportunity you so richly deserve. We're not just big fans. We've known you for a long time, and we've watched you grow up in wrestling, watched you grow up in this sport, and we know how deserving you are. Appreciate you taking the time to fill us in, Shane. It's been a while since we've caught up. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, I had a blast, and I wanted to also say that I appreciate you guys, what you guys do for the sport as well.
Oh, man, that's a pleasure. You got some sponsors you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I always like to throw out Echo. They're my big sponsor, and they treat me really well. And also Fight Ribbon. They do all the – they're a good cause for cancer cause, and they do all my banner work. So those two are good sponsors for me.
Makes a difference when you have people who absolutely understand your goals. It really does. Well, for all of us at TDR, we appreciate you listening to this very special interview with Shane Roller, WEC 155-pound superstar. His current record sitting at 8-3. Hopefully, he'll be back in the cage late November, early December, and we'll get to see him in action yet once again. The former Oklahoma Cowboy. How about that? Oklahoma State. And any predictions? Oklahoma State over OSU versus OU this year? Any predictions in the Bedlam series?
I think the Cowboys are going to be tough this year, so I'm looking forward to them hopefully maybe getting another national title underneath their belt.
You know what? Honestly, I didn't expect you to answer any differently. All right, for all of us at TDR, TDR TV, InterMattWrestle.com, special 101 with Shane Roller. Thanks for listening.